It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, I want to invite you to join us on our WhatsApp channel. Now, if you are not on our WhatsApp channel, why not? Join us right now. If you would like to be part of our WhatsApp channel, let me just tell you what it is. It's our opportunity to keep in touch with you, our listeners, with daily messages, reminding you that the show is live, telling you when the podcast is live, and so on. And if you would like to be part of our WhatsApp channel, all you have to do is send us a WhatsApp with the words add me and send it to 085-825-2626. Add me to 085-825-2626. You'll get a reply by return with a link to our podcast or to our WhatsApp channel, and you just subscribe there and away you go. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? The man who sent this message to us, I'm going to describe as just A. I do actually have his full name, but I'm only going to describe him as A. Have a listen to this. Hi lads, I'd like you to help me out with something, and please keep my name anonymous. My 18-year-old son owes €3,500 to a drug dealer. He was attacked and robbed one night by a group of drunk teenagers who stole it from him, and he believes might have been ordered by one of the people he sold it to. I've been separated from his mother for several years, and I've had little contact with her due to marital problems. She and I agreed that she'd prefer me not to be in his life, but has now come back to me saying that she fears for her life and her son's life. One of the dealers came around and said if he didn't pay within 2 weeks, he'd be badly beaten and the house would also be in danger. I asked this question hypothetically to a few of my colleagues, and it seems they were split. Some of them said that he's an adult and he has made his bed, he should lie in it. One guy, whose brother is a guard, said he'd definitely pay it purely for the protection of the family and the family home, as it could get petrol bombed. I don't really know what to do. I'm in a minimum wage job and have little savings. I would like to go to the credit union, but I know they won't give me a loan as I'm already paying off a debt for a medical procedure I had last year. What advice can you give me? And that's from a man that we are just calling A for the purposes of this question, this conversation. But we do know his name, and he did email us to allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com.
Interesting comments that have been coming in the last hour before we started this podcast. I'm shocked, I have to say.
What are you shocked by?
By the reaction from people saying, leave him, let him pay his own debt. Here's the thing. I think anybody who feels that way doesn't have kids. Yeah, and probably isn't entitled to an opinion on it, because
this guy we're talking about here is an 18-year-old. He's an adult.
He's an adult. They never stop being your kids.
No, I know that.
And I would do anything for my kids. Yeah, I would take.
You'd pay their drug debt, would you?
I would take a bullet for them. I would jump in front of a car to protect them. I would do anything to protect my kids.
When they're 18 and out smoking dope.
Oh, no matter what age. Oh, well, my kids won't smoke dope. That's another day's work.
But this conversation is about a young fella who's got a $3,500 drug debt.
It doesn't matter.
If you're saying, my kids won't ever have drugs, then you're not entitled to an opinion on it.
No, it is. That's not the topic.
It is.
Not my kids will do drugs.
The fact of the matter is, this young fella ran up a drug debt. He didn't run up a debt from eating too many Mars bars. He ran up debt for drugs.
And you could not live with yourself if you didn't help out your child, and then they ended up being attacked by these drug dealers, who, by the way, have no problem putting up. People have been killed over.
Yeah,
less,
no, I'm aware of that. I'm aware of that. But okay, so this guy A, who's the guy who's the father who contacted us. Firstly, he doesn't live with his son, because a lot of people have been saying, "Oh, pay the debt and then throw him out." But sure, what are you throwing him out? Firstly, he doesn't live with them. But throwing him out is literally throwing him to the wolves.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do that. What I would say is I will pay your drug debt. It's a lot of money, by the way, for a single parent who's not on a good wage. I would pay the debt, no matter what it took, if it meant taking out a loan. But I would take it out on the provision that he goes in and gets rehab for drug addiction, which he's obviously addicted. At 18, he is an adult, but he's still stupid. He obviously ran up, I mean, $3,500 is for a cannabis debt.
As far as I know.
Yeah, from what I believe.
Well, actually, he doesn't actually say in the message, to be honest. No, he doesn't actually say whether it's cannabis, but it's $3,500 anyway, one way or the other.
$3,500. So people have gotten bullets in the back of their head for less money, and you couldn't live with yourself.
And
so,
as Amanda said, by this story, it sounds like this young fellow was actually selling the drugs.
And drug dealers are the scum of the earth. Drug sellers are the scum of the earth. But again,
you'd cover for your drug dealing son, would you? You'd pay off his debt.
You will do whatever it takes to protect your son and to keep them from getting hurt. Absolutely, you would. And anybody who says they wouldn't, you're not a real parent.
Really?
Yeah.
No matter what, you would pay.
Well, no, it's not matter no matter what. The topic today is. The fact that he's run up a drug debt. That's the topic.
Yeah, and his father, who can't take out a credit union loan, as you just heard, is concerned that he... he's concerned that the mother is in trouble, the house is in trouble, but he doesn't live with them anymore. He hasn't really been part of the young fella's life. At the request of Mammy, by the way.
Your kids are always your kids, no matter what age you are. Jeez, when I go away on holidays, my mother still texts me and says, be safe over there, like at my age. Your parents will always, do your parents never do stuff like that to you?
Yeah, but I doubt they'd pay. So will I ring my mum and say I owe $3,000 for drugs?
I'd like to think your mother would pay that.
What, at this stage of my life?
Yeah.
Would you get a grip? There is a point in your life.
No, there's not.
That you stand on your own two feet.
No, there's not a point in your life where your kids stop ending up being your kids.
No, but where you stand on your own two feet. Let me bring in more some of your opinions on this. Our number is 085 825 2626. If you would like to get involved, like Caroline just did.
Hey, you lads. I think one to pay once, they have you over a barrel. And that's not going to change because if at one time you're going to pay, say, €100, and they know you're easy to get that money off of, so they're going to just keep coming back for the least little thing. The more money they rack up, they know you're an easy target to get that money. That's just the way it works. It's fucking ridiculous, but yeah, that's the way it goes.
Melissa, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Melissa?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks, Melissa. So this dad has an issue. His 18-year-old son has run up a $3,500 drug debt. They're being threatened to pay it. He doesn't even live with them, but he's been put under a bit of pressure to help come up with the money. Now, what do you think of this?
So to be honest with you, I was commenting underneath this post on someone else's comment. I don't really have an opinion on the opinion you're talking about as such. It's more so somebody commented, oh, I bet you he wears a kind of a goose jacket or something like that. Like, for someone to comment...
Mind you, chances are he probably does.
Yeah, but I mean, why should that matter? Like, it's a piece of clothing.
Because there is this stereotypical image of young fellas who are into drugs or are drug dealing and they're all hanging around wearing Canada Goose jackets. And you've seen them yourself.
Yeah, 100% for sure. Like, I'm not doing that and I wear Canada Goose jackets. You know, like, and the person who commented as well, like, you can't judge people based on their clothes. I understand there's an assumption because of previous stuff happening, but like, that's fucking bullshit if you ask me. Sorry for cursing, but that's ridiculous. Like,
okay, so your main issue here is that you wear a Canada Goose jacket but you're not a drug dealing scumbag, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I have loads of Canada Goose jackets. My friends do, some family members do. I know famous people that wear them when they go hiking on trips.
I know, but here's the thing about it, not all people that wear Canada Goose jackets are drug dealing scumbags, okay? But every drug dealer's scumbag wears a Canada Goose jacket.
That's the fact.
No, they don't. Most of them do. There's some people out there that sell drugs that are crap at it. They can't afford anything that don't wear them. It just depends on the person. Like, if that's what they want to wear, that's what they want to wear. And for your man to comment on that post to say, like, oh, I bet you he was wearing that, and it's only upper class people wouldn't wear them. What do you? So only certain people can wear them then? That's ridiculous.
So what's your view then on this father and the $3,500 drug debt? Should he pay this drug debt to get these dealers off his son's back?
Well, to be honest with you, I think he should help him out and his son should pay him back. But like, at the same time, if he's 18 and he's an adult, he's made his own bed, lying it. So again, we don't know what the drugs are. We don't know their situation personally. So it's a bit hard to comment on that opinion, to be honest.
Okay, so, but you think if he can help him out, he probably should?
I think so, yeah, I think so. Because, like, this day and age, everyone's getting killed left, right and centre over nothing, you know? And if you can prevent something like that from happening, do it. And, like, if people are worried about if he pays out the 3.5 and they're going to come looking for more, like, that rarely happens. That only happens when someone continuously acts the bollocks. Like, if this is a once-off situation and they get their money, then what's the problem? It's a small amount as well. Bear in mind, like, 3,500 to someone who's selling drugs is nothing.
Well, it is when they're owed it.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. So what? I don't know why people are saying, oh, if he gets it paid for, they're going to come back for more. They won't come back for more unless he owes out more and keeps doing the thing.
I agree with you, Melissa. The people saying you shouldn't pay it, it's ridiculous, because what you're basically saying by that is that your child's life is not worth 3.5 grand.
I
think he should pay to help his son out, and whatever happens between him and his son is between them then, you know?
Okay, so Jeremy, hang on. Let me ask you this then.
Hang on. If your child asks you for help changing, getting something fixed on their car, and they need their car, you'd help them. So why does it matter now?
Because this is different. This is somebody who ran up a drug debt. It's a drug debt.
Their life is in danger.
Okay, so let's. Let me imagine then this situation. You pay off the 3.5 grand debt. Yeah.
Yeah.
6 months down the line, he's up to 4 grand in debt. Do you pay that as well?
You've helped the first time. You've had a discussion with him.
What's the difference 6 months down the line, Jeremy?
Because
and he's in debt again.
A mistake is a mistake, but a repeated problem is a problem. So you help the mistake.
So do you say no? But Jeremy said, no, you never say no. You always help your kids out.
You do.
He runs up another debt. You keep paying it, do you? Don't be such a gobshite.
No, we're not talking about other debts. But this conversation is based on this current one. It's not about future stuff that hasn't even fucking happened yet.
Stay there for a second. Let me go to Jess. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jess?
Hey.
Well, Jess, should this dad pay the 3.5 grand drug debt?
I wouldn't. I say, nope, this is your problem. You deal with it. But then again, Jerry's going to jump down my neck. They're like, you've no kids, you've no right to an opinion, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, but that's pretty much what I am going to say, because you don't have children.
And
I can tell
you. What's the name of your show again?
I can tell even by talking to that other girl, Melissa, that she is a parent.
What's the name of the program again?
I'm going to interrupt you there, guys. I'm 25. I'm not a parent.
Oh, you're not a parent. But I have to say, you have a very mature attitude towards it then, because you're coming across as a parent because you understand the fact that your kids... Well, I presume, are your parents alive, Melissa?
They are indeed, yeah.
And if you were in trouble, if you got into drug debt or something, I'm sure they would help you out, wouldn't they?
Of course they would. They're my parents. And if I went to them
Jess, that's what you do for your kids. You help them out in their times of need.
But he chose to mess around with bad people. So why is it up to you to clean up his mess? What do you do if he does it again and again? What if mom and dad are soft?
Yeah, but people
make mistakes.
Yeah, a lot of people do that. They don't go to their parents. They sort it out themselves. But if he's going to his parents, he can't sort it out himself. So fucking help him. And if it happens again, then it's not a mistake. It's
Jesus,
a problem.
Will you calm down? You're making me look calm. Putting a white sock in with a red wash, and that's a mistake. What he did was
The argument is, Jess, you help him on this one occasion with a warning that this is the last time. This is the last time. I'm not going to help you out again.
How do we know mom and dad aren't going to be real softies and like, don't worry, son, we'll help you out, even if it's €1 million in debt?
You need
to cut the cord and say, nope, this is your mistake. You clean it up. You chose to mess around with these people.
But if you're in a position to help your child and it is a mistake and they're talking...
He's clearly not, because he can't get a loan from the credit union, so he's clearly not in the position to help.
It doesn't say he can't get a loan. He said, should he get a loan?
I thought you said he can't because he's already paying back a loan. Did he not say that or something about medical expenses?
But no, Jess, the threat hasn't been directly made, but there is the risk that the house that Mammy lives in could be petrol bombed if this debt isn't paid. And you're saying, tough.
Yeah, well, as I was told when I was younger, you don't bring shit on your own doorstep.
Again, you're not a parent, so you don't have much empathy towards.
I'm sorry. What's the name of your program called again?
Well, it's Opinions Matter, obviously, but you don't have any empathy. Okay, but then let's put it. You're your partner
because he shows around to mess with these people.
If your partner ran up a drug debt and said they're coming after me, Jess, I need money. Would you give your partner 3 grand for a drug loan?
Well, no, well, first of all, I'm saying you're 25 years old. Have you not copped on a bit?
So hang on, you'd risk your partner getting a bullet in her head or getting kneecapped because you wouldn't give her the money to help her out?
If she chose to mess around with those kind of people, don't bring it on my door.
Jeez, have you any empathy
Jeremy, the point she's trying to make is...
What do you mean, sorry, what do you mean don't bring it on your doorstep? It is going to land on your doorstep regardless. Like, that's what happens when there's kids and parents involved. It is going to land on your doorstep.
No, Jeremy said it was my partner. I said, no, don't bring it on my doorstep. It's your choice. You made that debt. You pay it.
But these people find out where you live, who you associate with, who you're friends with, who you live with, everything. So I'd be ending it very quickly
if they shut up my doorstep. Like, I don't associate with her anymore.
You don't want to associate with your own child.
Okay, I want to ask a question because a lot of people are saying you pay the debt the first time, okay? So let's assume this is the first time this young fellow has run up a drug debt. You pay the debt the first time. What happens the second time then, Jeremy?
But what happens if it rains on Tuesday? Who knows? We're talking about...
Do you pay the debt again?
No, that's...
Because you said earlier on you never turn your back on your kids.
Obviously there will come a point where you have to say, listen, I'm not paying it unless you get into rehab. But as Melissa said, there's no point in talking about what ifs. We're talking about at the moment that, you know, if your son turned around and said, I need life-changing surgery or I'm going to die.
That's a completely different conversation.
Would you pay for it?
If I could, I would, yeah.
Because you'd do anything to save your...
That's completely different. Running up a debt from being a drug-dealing scumbag.
I mean, Jess...
That's literally what this young fella is.
I mean,
sorry to interrupt here, right, but we actually don't know how he clocked that up. Was he holding stuff?
I will tell you exactly what his father said. He said he was attacked and robbed one night by a group of drunk teenagers who stole it from him. This is the $3,500, yeah? And he believes they might have been ordered by one of the people he sold it to. So he sold $3,500 worth of drugs, and then, I don't know, an hour later, they came along and beat the shit out of him and robbed the $3,500 back off him.
But that, to me, sounds like a setup from the guys to begin with. So he is in trouble.
The fact of the matter is, he's a drug dealing scumbag. That's it. There is no other way around it. $3,500 worth of drugs he was selling.
But you don't know if he was threatened into that, bullied into that, in a bad situation, and had to do that to get out of it. I don't really care, to be quite honest.
I wouldn't be making any sort of an excuse for a drug dealer.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Jeremy, you'd make an excuse for your drug dealing son.
No, I'm just saying you protect your children at all costs. That's what you do.
Our number is 08, but you despise drugs. You despise drug dealers. If this was your son, you'd help him out. You'd help him out and you'd say, it's okay, son.
You wouldn't say it's okay. You'd say, you fucking Aegis, what were you doing? What were you thinking? Blah, 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 blah. I'm going to help you out. My God. Okay, but let's put it in another way, Adrian, yeah? Okay, so your son still lives with you, yeah? You live in the same house, yeah? And fellas come to the door. Yeah. And they literally have a gun pointed at your son's kneecaps. And they say, who are you? You say, I'm Sean's dad. Said, go down to the machine now and get $3,000 out, or we're putting a bullet in each of your son's kneecaps. What would you do?
Well, obviously I would.
Then you agree.
No, I don't.
Then you do agree. See, when it's put in your personal perspective.
That's completely different, having a bloody gun held to your head.
But that's what they do. That's what drug dealers do over debt. So you're stupid.
Neil has been in touch with us.
Lads, at the end of the day, the drug debt has to be paid, okay, or the serious consequences are going to happen, and that's the way it is. Thank God it hasn't come to my door. I always used to worry about it coming to my door with the two boys. Thankfully, it hasn't come to my door. But if it comes to someone's door and the debt runs up, it's a massive mistake by the person that got the debt ran up. Pay the debt, get the father to pay the debt, and just tell the son, this happens once more time, you were out of house, and that's the end of it. Has to be paid. Cheers, lads.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
We got this message in a moment ago. I want you to have a listen to this. Please don't read out my name. My son took drugs 2 years ago. Myself and his dad paid it off. Found out on Saturday night one of the tramps was taking money from him. Bear in mind, my son didn't do drugs since. Now we have detectives involved, my house is under surveillance, and the tramp that was taking the money from him is also under surveillance. So they do keep coming back, said that message.
Well, they will keep coming back if you, if your son continues to do drugs. But I know families, we've
spoken... But you're saying he hasn't continued to do drugs.
But we've spoken to families in the past who've had to move to different places, different parts of Ireland, because their son... You will do whatever it takes to protect your son from violence. That is the bottom line. And if you say otherwise, and Jess, I'm shocked and a little disgusted that you you pretty much said that you would let your girlfriend, who I assume you love your girlfriend, do you?
I do, yeah, completely. Just by what other people say.
No, no, I'm sure you do, but you'd let her get a hiding.
If she chose to mess around with any drug dealers, then yeah, sorry, you should have known better.
Eddie, you're
on... We all
know
they're not nice understanding people.
Okay, Eddie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Eddie?
Good afternoon, chaps.
Well, Eddie, what do you do in this situation? What should this dad do? He doesn't even have $3,500. He'd have to beg, borrow and steal it.
Adrian, I've seen this happen close to me and to friends lots of times. And it's a case of how much value do you put in your kid's life, right? So you pay it, right? And obviously you hope it never happens again. But I know someone who paid it once and the kid said, no, I won't do it again. And he did do it again. And it was only a couple of grand, but he paid that the second time again. And then the kid learned his lesson, right? I also know someone who owed a few grand and they paid it, but he actually paid it late. And a drug dealer battered them and hospitalised them. These fuckers are ruthless. And it's a case of, if you don't pay, right, if you do a jest there and be a Rambo and say, I'm not paying, they'll just petrol bomb your gaff. They don't give a shit. They're absolute fucking scroats. They don't care. They'll either batter or stab the fucking person that owes the money, or they'll target the family for the money.
Well, Jess, you, by turning your back, by this father turning his back on his son, saying I'm not giving you the money, is just going to backfire on everybody.
The son's also a scrope for going around and racking up a bill, isn't he? For messing around with that kind of people. Like, at what point do you make a better lie in it? At what point do you just say, no, this is your mess, you clean it up?
It's the first mistake. It's a horrible mistake, but you don't turn your back on him. You hope that he learns his lesson and you give him the benefit of the doubt.
Not a mistake. I don't care what anyone says. That is not a mistake, racking up that kind of bill.
So what? So if that was your child, you just let them get fucking battered to death? That's how much you love them?
Well, if I had a kid, I'd be making sure I tell them from a young age, you do not bring shit onto your own doorstep.
Look, every parent tells their kid that.
Never taught him that lesson.
Jess, every parent tells their kids that, but it still fucking happens on a daily basis. Always going to be kids that go down the wrong road. Jess, if that kid... Listen, you're very naive. If that kid lives with you and he runs up a drug debt and you turn around to him and say, you deal with it, do you think they're going to fucking go, okay, we won't harm you, Jess, or your house, we'll just target your son? You're very naive if you think that happens. You're putting your own life and your own house at risk. And every time your son leaves that car, every time your son leaves that house, you'll be thinking, fuck me, is he going to come home today? I've seen it so many times.
Shouldn't have messed around with that kind of crowd. You know what you're doing?
So you wouldn't pay it. You would let your kid get fucking potentially fucking stabbed or battered or maimed or whatever, and you'd put your own home at risk by not paying it. You wouldn't give your kid one chance. That's how much you love
him. I'm not in that situation.
Saying hypothetically.
But this kid knew better. This kid should have known better. Not even kid. This adult, this grown man should have known better.
So you're saying if that was your partner in that situation, and you lived with her, you just say you deal with it, and you think they're not going to target your house? You're very naive. You're very fucking naive, honestly.
Yeah, well, I'm smarter than this idiot to get mixed with that kind of crowd, so.
Jess, everybody knows somebody that went down the wrong road. Everyone knows someone that went down the wrong road.
Not me.
It doesn't mean you're a saint. What I'm saying is...
I didn't mess around with low life.
I don't have kids, but I have nephews and nieces, or if I had a child and he went down the wrong road, I wouldn't just turn my back on them. I fucking try to help them as much as I can because I love them, because they're my flesh and fucking bone. Like, I wouldn't turn my back on them. I'd help my child out, or my nephew and niece, and I'd give them the benefit of the doubt. I know what he did wrong, but I tried to fucking correct it and steer them down the right path. I wouldn't just leave them to the fucking wolves.
Well, you should have known better not to mess around with the law lies of society. He clearly didn't.
Okay,
Mum and Dad didn't do a good job.
Eddie, the bottom line is...
you'll be talking to a brick wall there.
Okay, do you believe that this father should help on this occasion? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
on this occasion?
Because if he doesn't, and something happens to his child, he'll never forgive himself.
Okay, but if he does... and the drug dealers go away, and this young fellow thinks to himself, jeez, I got away with it there, and he does it all over again. What do you do the next time?
That's the risk you have to take. You hope they learned their lesson. As I said
But he's not going to learn his lesson because something's going to happen to him.
As I said to you there, I know someone that went down the wrong road a second time, and the dad bailed him out a second time. And eventually he learned his lesson. The dad didn't turn his back on him. But, I mean, it comes to a point where you have to turn around and say, look, enough is enough. Now, most people will pay it once, and the second time, they'll just turn around and go, sorry, you're on your own, and kick the child out. But that doesn't mean to say, because you kicked your child out and said you're on your own, that the drug dealer still won't target your house.
Okay, I got it. Stay there for a second, please. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. This is a controversial opinion from Emma.
If I was the dad, I would let him get a hiding, and then I'd pay the money, because he's learned his lesson, and he knows that this is what will happen if it happens again. And then I'd also warn him that that's the only time he'll ever be getting a paper. And next time he's on his own and hiding, he'll probably turn into something worse.
What do you make of that, Eddie? Let him get a hiding, but pay the debt anyway.
What if he didn't get a hiding? What if he got fucking stabbed? Would you change your tune then?
Is he going to get stabbed over $3,500?
I've seen people get stabbed over a fucking grand, Adrian. These cunts are ruthless. They want their money. They don't care. It's not about the money. It's about the fucking respect they have on the street and the fucking reputation they have. And that woman said, oh, I'd let me kid get a hiding. Who's to say he's going to get a hiding? He might get fucking shot. He might get fucking stabbed. You know what I mean? That's the chance you take by going, I'm going to teach my child a lesson. Well, that lesson might backfire on you. And your kid might be fucking maimed for life. Big risk to take.
Okay, have a listen to this message that came in to us just a moment ago. And it says, don't say my name, but you can read it out. I had a family member died from drugs a few years ago. He didn't live with his mother, but they knew where she lived and they wanted the money. So she ended up having to sell her house, move away and pay. These people are untouchable and don't care who they hurt once they get what they are owed. And that, Eddie, is really the point that you're making, isn't it?
Exactly. Do you remember during the Kinahan feud? And Jerry Hutches, all his fucking nieces and nephews and uncles, and the one with the Hutch name they went after. Because they don't care. They're guilty by association. They don't care. If they don't get their money, they'll go, right then, well, get me pound of flesh some other way. And that's all they care about is their reputation. They won't be fucking walked over. They'll fucking put the fear of God out on the streets and go, next time someone crosses me, they'll fucking pay.
All right, let me bring in Angela on this.
Hey guys, Angela here. Yeah, I'm totally with Jeremy on this. At the end of the day, it's still your son. Your son's a scumbag. But would you rather help your son that's a scumbag and try and get him out of this, or have a dead son? Because that's what you're looking at. Try and help him pay off the debt and get him out of the situation. That's what I do. I don't have kids. But if I did, that's what I'd be doing. I have amazing parents who stand by me through everything. Now, I've never brought the guards to their door or drug dealers to their door. My ex did, but I haven't, and they helped me, you know, so because that's what you do. You help your kids.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Ed, do you think this father should pay his son's debt if he possibly can?
Well, the thing is, even if he pays, they will keep demanding unless if he gets off. So it's kind of all on this lad here. Unless if he gets off the drugs, they're not going to leave him be.
Okay, but if this father gives him the $3,500 to clear this debt, surely that'll be the end of it.
I wouldn't say so, because like, say if he pays it off and then he's still on drugs. So he takes a loan of the drug dealers again, and it's going to keep happening.
So, do you think that this dad should pay this debt first time round, or just leave him to throw him to the wolves, basically?
Well, the first time round, I mean, it is his dad, so if he wants to pay, he can pay. Sure, I'm not telling him what to do, but like, if it's going to keep happening, well, then he should say, you know what, you're 18, so sort it out yourself. I helped you once, but I'm not going to help you again. Like,
okay, so on this occasion, yes, maybe pay the debt with a warning that was the first time and the last time you'll be getting any money out of me for a drug debt.
Yeah.
That's the way to deal with it.
Yeah.
Okay, stay with me for a second if you can, please, Ed. 0858252626 is our number. Let me go to line two. And John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How are you doing, Angel? How are you?
I'm good, thanks, John. John, do you pay your 18-year-old's drug debt?
I do. Well, you know, you'd have to. I do agree with him. I do it once, Angel. And he, you know, I heard the last there, the girl there says, let him get a hiding. I don't think you'd have to worry about that, because I give him a hiding myself. And that's being honest. You know, I'm very strict with my kids. I'd give him the digs. I'd have to pay it, obviously, because I don't want the house or the car getting touched to me. It's end up then you'll have to go after them, and you'll be smashing, you know, their cars open, their gaps open, then it's going to go tit for tat, and then this and then that, and then people are going to get seriously hurt. So you'd have to pay it, you know. Give the owner the digs, pay the money, and if he does it again, fuck him out.
Okay, so this is a once in a lifetime chance. You're going to give him
absolutely.
You'd give him a bit of a hiding yourself.
Fucking sure I would.
But that's the end of that then. If it happens again, he's on his own.
Gone. Out of the house. That's it. Never again. You know. And he can go where the fuck he likes and stay with who he likes. I wouldn't give a fuck what he does. You know, but he gets one chance, you know. And thank God it never happened. And I know it won't happen, you know. But the fact of the matter is, it is happening out there. And, you know, that's where, you know, if the couple are listening in, whoever they are, yeah.
Well, they're not a couple. This is a dad who lives separately from the mammy and son.
They're not a couple. Well, they were a couple. You know, at the end of the day, they share the child. You know, it's the mother and father. You know, and they have to do what's best in their interest for the kid. And this is, unfortunately, this is the best interest for the kid, you know.
And that is the difference. I'm listening to, I very rarely agree with you, John, by the way, but I'm listening to John, and this is coming from a father. John is a father like me. When you are a father, you view things, I don't know what's wrong with you, Aidan, something wrong with you. There's a chip missing.
What are you talking about?
There's a chip missing in your brain or something like that. But from one father to another, myself and John are both loving fathers.
Okay, but you are the most judgmental. Hang on for one second. You are the most judgmental prick when it comes to drug use, dealing,
like John,
anything associated with drugs.
Same as myself, Adrian.
Yeah.
John said his kids were never drugs either.
I absolutely fucking despise drugs.
But if you found out your child ran up a drug debt from drug dealing, you'd say, it's okay, son. Come here and I'll give you a hug.
No, who said hugs? Did John?
No. I'm not telling you what I do.
No, John said he'd give him a fucking digs. John would give his son a hiding.
Yeah.
You would, what would you do?
What would I do?
Yeah. Well, it's not going to happen.
Oh, there'd be stern words. I would say.
Stern words.
Yeah, but I don't know if I'd give him a hiding or stuff. He said he wouldn't do it again. He'd be told, last chance saloon, you don't pay this. And again, John, you would do anything for your kids, won't you?
Always did, always will. You know, till they're dead, they're dead. Whatever it may be.
You have to draw the line somewhere, though.
No, I'll never draw the line, Adrian. I'll always be there for them, no matter what. My father and mother is always there for me, and he always will be.
If your child ran up another drug debt, you'd be still there for him?
Well, sure, I'm not to tell you. You'd be gone out the door. You know, that'd be it. You know, again, I'd probably have to pay us, but he'd be gone off the premises. He'd be gone. You know, that'd be it. He would never do it again because he'd be gone, you know, out of the house. That's it. You get one chance alone, as I said. You know, it wouldn't happen. If it did happen again, God forbid if it did, you know, you pay it again, that's it, you're out, there's your bags, there's your fucking whole lot, get the fuck out of here. You know, that's it, simple as that.
By the way, this is, stay there for a second, John, I cannot believe the amount of parents that are messaging us that have been in this position. We were talking about this topic before we recorded the podcast, and I was saying to Adrian, I'm completely naive to things like this. And I said to Adrian, this doesn't actually happen much, does it?
Well, wait till you hear this message that came in to us just a second ago. Have a listen to this. I paid a $5,000 bill for my son. It took nearly a week for the credit union to approve the loan. My son was stuck to my lip for that week. As soon as I paid the fella, paid the fella off, my son fucked off. I won't ever pay again. I don't know what that really means.
She paid the drug debt for her son and he fucked off anyway. He left her. Didn't hang around.
Lovely son.
We've another message which we'll read out in a second, but this is, it's triggering. It's quite, it's involves violence, but I think it's important to read this out because the mother who contacts us, and she doesn't mind being named, and we will give her name in a second, she wants us to read out this message as a warning. And I'm telling you this, guys, this message will really change the way you look at this topic.
John, just to go back to you for 1 second. This is a once in a lifetime opportunity, basically.
Look, everybody needs a bailout, you know. And look, I was a kid once, you know, and I never forget. I got into a lot of shit there one time, and I was one time, you know, the guards were involved, and you know, me and my friends got up to no good, and it was involved in a car, you know, and it was stupid. It was stupid, you know, we were in court and all, and my mother and father stood by us, and. You know, and we, you know, it was stupid. But look, we, you know, they paid that money. And I never forget it, Adrian. You know, because we all were equally charged with the damage to the car that we done. And I never forget it. You know, I had to pay $2,000 back then, and I was only a kid. And I paid, my mother and father paid it. But I paid it every week without fail, every wage slip that it got, every, you know, it was every week on the clock, you know, £100. And that was this, and you know, I had to pay that off. And you know, the fair play to them. I'll never forget that, you know, and I'll never forget that till I die. You know, you got to be there for your kids. And look, no matter where, you know, yeah, we all, you know, I'm not saying we all fuck up. I'm not saying what this young is doing is, you know, it's forgivable. You know, I wouldn't like to see anybody's, you know, any parent or any child going through this. But you got to be there for your kids, you know, you really do.
Yeah. All right, well, I want to bring in this final WhatsApp voice note from Trevor.
Yeah, well done, Eddie. Pay the fucking debt once, pay it forever. That's the old saying, isn't it? You know what, let the scumbags come to your door. Then you say, listen, I'll pay it. Give him a hiding anyway. And then when he comes back limping and bleeding and battered, you say to him, well, next time I'm going to pay them to do it. We'll see if you bring that shit to my door again.
And thanks very much indeed, Trevor. And then finally,
but a trigger warning for this, because this message is,
well, let me read it.
Yeah.
My son ran up a drug debt for cocaine. He was 28 at the time, 2 years ago. He was doing it 7 nights a week, ran up a debt of $15,000. I was only working part-time.
Sorry, just to cut across you there. It's $15,000. How long would it take you to run up a debt? I don't know.
Absolutely no idea.
I don't know how much cocaine
I was only working part-time. My father passed away, so couldn't pay it. I told him to ask the dealer for more time. He arrived home one Saturday night. I will never forget it. Covered in blood. The scumbags had cut off three of his fingertips with a garden shears. Absolute animals. And that's from Sonia. Now, there is a, the one thing I will say is a bit of a difference between $3,500 and $15,000 of a debt, but still.
Look at the photograph she just sent.
Oh, Jesus, no, I don't want to look at that.
Oh my God.
No, okay, right, I get it. Basically, the message A is maybe pay off this debt this one time only, and if he does it again, then he's on his own and may have the tops of his fingers cut off with a garden shears.
That's Sonia.
That's
you should have warned us before, first of all, sending the photograph. That is the most horrific. And I don't know, we couldn't put it up on Facebook.
No, it'd be shut down. Absolutely.
This is.
That's vile.
That's what people have been saying. That is what you're dealing with.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. Please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify and you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. We'll catch you on the next one.